Senate Bill 169, an act to increase the expenditure limit for certain public improvements requiring competitive bids.
Senate Bill 169 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senate Bill 169 proposes to amend South Dakota Codified Law 5-18-3, which presently requires that any public improvement project of $25,000 or over $25,000 must be publicly billed. And this amendment would provide that any construction of buildings or reconstruction or remodeling of a building, and again, I point out that it's limited to buildings, that are $50,000 or less would not be required to bid. This would allow school districts, cities, counties, and the state to enter into design build arrangements with contractors. And in today's world, the construction of a building or an addition that is less than $25,000 is a rare thing. And so this acknowledges the costs of construction have gone up considerably, even more rapidly than the rate of overall inflation, and will allow your public governments to enter into these smaller contracts without the expense of a public bidding process. I urge your support.
Further remarks?
Senator
Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I have absolute opposition to the fundamental principle that this bill brings to us. I question only the doubling of the amount. We've had several projects in Dupree that were not construction projects per se or additions per se, but they were remodeling projects which would fall under this. And I question whether or not we need to go from a $25,000 cap to a $50,000 cap in one jump. The prior jumps that have changed this have been more reflective of the actual inflation or increases in building material, building prices. There was not sufficient justification to double this. I ask you only to question that dollar amount and then consider your vote. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Vitter.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I disagree with the Senator's opinion of that. If you serve in city government at all, you know that $25,000 is a very, very low figure. And you say the taxpayers a lot of money, and it's usually thought well out by the city councils to do that, and I urge your support of this. This is much needed. It had not been raised since 1992 when it went to $25,000. It had a lot of problems before that. And escalation costs, I disagree with the senator. It may be just a little bit high, but it allows them some cushion that you're not coming back in here in 3 years and trying to raise the number again.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 169. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers. Apa.
Aye.
Bogue.
No.
Brose.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
DeHuick. Dennard.
Aye.
Dietrich Larry.
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer.
Aye.
Drake.
No.
Duxbury.
Aye.
Everest.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hagen. Hangey.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
Cleven.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
No.
Madden. McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
No.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
No.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Vitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Senator DeHuick. Senator DeHuick. Madam President, ayes 27, nays 6, excused 2.
Senate Bill 169 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.